Ragamuffin Radio presents For the Roses, Al Grierson, 1948, the year 2000.
Beautiful, Jet. Lovely concert last night.
Oh, that was great fun.
That was great, wasn't it?
Nice place, yeah.
Nice to be in the Shires again, and nice to see you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
And your gift to me of these two CDs is going to be treasured for a long time to come. Can you explain to our audience about what these two CDs represent?
It was a gathering at the Kerrville Folk Festival the year he died. Seems like it's yesterday. I think it might have been 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, 2001.
2001, right? Yeah. In the midst of the festival, it's a long festival, 18 days, and Al Grierson had just passed away, and he was a friend to all at the festival. Everybody knew him.
He was a real character, wasn't he?
He was a kindly, comical, intelligent, creative, spiritual character. He had all these qualities in one, you know, and when he passed away, we all gathered under the Threadgill Theater, which is an outdoor, smaller theater, not where the main events are held at the concert,
right,
or at the festival, but a small wooden seat, tin roof, you know, outdoors, completely open air. And somewhere late in the night, a lot of his friends gathered together, and we all said stories and songs and planted a tree for him and with rock formations for sitting and just had a good old time for Al.
Folks want to just take a little pinch of Al and hold him a little bit while we celebrate.
And then just put him on the ground.
And we're going to leave him here. So be sure we Brother Al.
Although we left some of them on the main stage too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So everybody just pass him around.
A lot of you veterans know I often host a Smash the State campfire, which Al was a charter member of, to sing dangerous songs to sing along choruses. Henceforth, starting with this year, the Smash the State campfire will be called the Al Grierson Night Campfire. But
we all sing 14-minute songs.
I think tonight we're going to try to get as many songs of Al sung as we can. I know we got some great songs about Al as well. But if you've got a dangerous song or a song with a sing-along chorus, you might want to consider adding it to the mix. As we were walking up here, Al's closest friends, we all decided by acclamation that Steve Brooks should start off this evening with Al's unrecorded masterpiece. And that's what's going to happen. But since I saw in more than one place that Al called me his Kerrville fairy godmother, I'll tell you that I met Al at Camp Calm his first year here. What year was that? 6 years ago? Something like that. He had driven all the way down from Ashland in his van on its last legs and was in a very large circle at Calm and sang a song that I don't think we're going to hear tonight called 50 Cent Sneakers and $5 Wine. But it was such a breathtaking, wonderful song. With all due respect to all of the songwriters who may have been in the circle that night, I knew I wasn't going to hear another song that good for at least 45 minutes. And I told him, and I said, come on under this tree. I got to hear some more songs from you. And all night long, we traded off songs. And he just killed me. I took him around and made sure that everybody I knew that would value his work got to meet him the next day. In any event, by universal acclamation, our first song of the evening by Steve Brooks.
Anyone have a lighter?
I got a lighter.
Why are you announcing that when you know I'm standing beside you?
Wanted to start this by lighting a candle for Al. The day I first heard this song, I think the day that
Al first got to Texas, I mean, the time that he got down here for good, I had met him at the festival that year, which I guess would make it 98. That's when he got down here. He was
97.
He was in his ill-fated Buick. He stopped off at my house and we swapped a few songs, and then he followed me down to the New World Deli, where I was hosting a showcase that night. He asked if I had time for him to play a new song that he was really excited about. And the schedule was kind of tight that night, so knowing Al, I asked him, "So how long is it, Al?" He showed me two single space pages. I figured on about 10 minutes, but I said, "What the hell, go ahead." And it knocked us all off our feet. Al explained it was the history of the world from one creation to another, and oh, by the way, it included bits and pieces about Joan of Arc, and by the way, it included bits and pieces about the Great Northfield, Minnesota raid. Al always had to explain the story of the Great Northfield, Minnesota raid, since most people don't know what the hell it's about. I myself don't remember a whole lot, except it involved Frank and Jesse James. When they should have been robbing trains, they tried robbing a bank, and things went awry. Come with me and be my love, and we'll go high above the city, to the mountains where the Jordan rivers run. And I'll lay for you a table just as fine as I am able there, to eat the golden apples of the sun. And it'll be you and me, honey, at the dawn of all creation, watching God set down the needle in the groove. And we'll both just sit and gaze into the empty face of darkness, till we notice something move, where the necessity of sin has yet to blossom or begin, but you can feel the heavy purpose in the air. As in the beauty of His grace, He comes to look upon your face and kiss the petals on the flowers in your hair. Coming up next, please welcome Chuck Brodsky.
That was beautiful, Steve. I met Al his first year here down at Camp California, which now is Synchronicity. And I'll never forget the look in his eyes when he heard a good song. That look of awe and wonder and joy, and that laugh that went with it. I ran into Annie Wentz at Folk Alliance this year in Vancouver. About 5 in the morning, maybe, and we're in the elevator, and she mentioned that Al's sisters had given her some of Al's ashes. And I was moved to ask for a little bit that I might take him around with me and take him on the road and let him do some gigs. And this is a little travelogue.
"Welcome home, Al," said the sign at the gate. "I got there early and I got there late. Together we entered and we greeted our mates. And Al, he was back in Texas. Sat in a pub, cobblestone bar, the the Smithfield part of Dublin. Al on the wagon, me raising my cup to Al, I says to the barman.
Jack Williams is coming up next. The song about Al.
This may be a little off the wall.
I hope so.
I figure most of us here are. So this song's total fantasy. It was born at the Folk Alliance, and Chuck told you that he had gotten his little vial. He brought it into the room because I was his roommate. He said, "Guess what this is?" I said, "What is it?" He said, "This is Al Grierson." And so it was probably 7 o'clock in the morning, and we were just up there giggling away and thinking and remembering things. I didn't get to know Al as well as most of you here, but I got to know him well enough to know that he affected me the way I looked at things, and I saw the way he affected other people. And so this song was just born for no other reason. Most songs that I write, they just come out of nowhere. So if you hope you can identify with what this thing is about, it's more or less about how he might have affected someone.
In the Texas sky floats a little cloud where the spirits lie and they laugh out loud. Al Grierson sings his story, though it takes a little time. How he got snorted by the boys on the US-Canada line.
I told you. Right here is the spot where any self-respecting Nashville songwriter would hit that pedal steel chord and get off the stage. But in the spirit of folk singing, and Al Grierson in particular, I will proceed apace with a few more verses. Tell this story. That happy green is all I have, a mighty part of town. So every day I greet the artist, formerly known as Al. His love abides in this sad world, and three men, no one knows. He stops at the borderline and treated us like royal swine until they snorted Al and David Grierson up their nose. Until they snorted Al and David Grierson their nose. Yes.
Well, as Steve Gillette was always so fond of saying about Al's songs, that's a lot of song, Jack. That was wonderful. We've all been talking about how absolutely insufferable Al would have been after Ray Wiley sang Resurrection.
Come with me and me, my love, oh, lay me down among the lilies. Lay beside me like an autumn afternoon. Lay beside me till I shiver in that place inside the river where you hide the silver apples of the moon. And it'll be you and me, honey, at the fall of Rome, and off in China at the building of the wall. And with an unknown soldier who was buried with the king, but running naked with a message down the hall, saying Pharaoh's drunken army wasn't even after Moses. They were looking for the answer everywhere to the riddle of the Sphinx. It's not where anybody thinks. It's in the petals on the flowers in your hair.
Austin, it looks like you're ready to play something. Austin Kessler is going to do a song of Al's.
Hi, Austin.
This is my favorite Al Grierson song, and as soon as I learned of Al's death, I listened to his two CDs over and over and over again. And I learned from Steve we were going to do a little memorial service for Al at Art's Rib House, one of his favorite hangouts in Austin. And I learned this song and decided I wanted to do this at the memorial service. This is the title song from Al's first CD, Things That Never Added Up to Me. There were people setting fire to the hills. When I asked them what they did it for, they told me it was something the women used to do when they sent their sons and lovers to the war. A beacon for the wooden ships to see. Though I never understood how ships had eyes, things that never added up to me so seldom prove a puzzle to the wise. Rock around my Sarah Jane. There's a place to lay our heads in Valparaiso, far away from wind and snow, where the whalefish never blow, and the dark-eyed ladies haul our woes away. There's a ragamuffin minstrel at the door. He must be working in some other song. He's got a manifesto and a notebook full of dreams, and he doesn't seem to know where they belong. He's looking for a handle for his band, but the tinker's old and rusty at his arms. Hasn't fixed a pot in 20 years since he opened up a trade in broken hearts. Rock around my Sarah Jane, all the way from Dublin Bay to Valparaiso, for we'll be of better cheer when we're ankle deep in. And the dark-eyed ladies haul our woes away. Oh, if I could find the oyster of the world, I'd buy the gun they used to shoot the moon, and ballyrag the governments to never make a law, just tell the truth on Thursday afternoon. But I wouldn't care to set the world on fire. No, I never had a taste for oyster stew. If they asked to see my heart's desire, I'd show the world a photograph of you. Rock around my Sarah Jane. If we ever reach the docks in Valparaiso, there'll be silverware and wine, and the bed won't smell of brine. When the dark-eyed ladies haul our woes away, rock around my Sarah Jane. If we ever reach the docks in Valparaiso, there'll be silverware and wine, and the bed won't smell of brine. When the dark-eyed ladies haul our woes away.
A thought the song would be appropriate. Val, I lost my dad back in August, and wrote this song a month after. I remember meeting Al. I was working at the hospitality, and it was my first year at Kerrville, 96, and I look at all the CDs, you know, because that's what artists do. They go to the CD shack and look at all the other artists' CDs, checking out the cover art, figuring out they can learn something, you know. And I remember seeing Al's CD, you know, Things Never Added Up to Me, available on, and the CD, you know, on the cover, I was big into Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was a hero, you know. And I looked at the cover and it looked just like Bob Dylan's Bring It All Back Home, right? And I said, man, who's this guy? And I looked to my left and there was Al. I said, hey, man. So we started talking about Bob Dylan all night. And that's my earliest memory of Al Grierson. And so this goes to Al. Woo! Dad is now gone, but life must go on. We'll be all right as long as we have each other. Had a wonderful life, lots of friends and a beautiful wife. I still see him in the eyes of his only daughter. Yes, he's all right. Yeah, he's all right. Yes, we all get by somehow. It was a long night, but he's all right. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right.
Next up is the host and spirit father of Camp Calm, Al's dear friend and mentor, Blair Powell.
Thank you. There are no good or bad aspects to situations, much less good or bad experiences. All experiences are all equal, at least in the sense that they happen at all. It's the individual's task, job, not to assign his ethical definitions to these experiences, but to assimilate them, to try to understand them. And it's this, in this way, the totality of the situation is integrated, a union of opposites has occurred, and a new stage of growth has begun. Oh.
Come with me and be my lover in the shadow of the furnace, where another holy chamber used to be. And a chilly wind still blowing there to keep the embers glowing in the ashes of some other century. And it'll be you and me, honey, at the fall, at the burning of St. Joan, pulling meaning from a senseless sacrifice. Like a pair of lonely pilgrims on our way to find forgiveness in a place between the fire and the ice. And the streets are all embarrassed at the sound of her confession, and there's incense in the smoke that fills the square. As the smell of holy flesh from Burgundy to Bangladesh recalls the petals on the flowers.
I had the pleasure of being able to sing one of Al's songs to him a couple of years ago. Learned a couple since then, and Heidi and I were talking in the car the other day about a song that Al never recorded, as far as we know, called Melanie and Sherry Lynn, which we got from a recording by Dan Marr. So we quickly wrote out the words and tried to learn it. Sherry Lynn can fill most any day with crocuses and daffodils and independent ways. And if their dreams should disappear like the hobos leaving town, they'll carry on till the rainbow comes around. And the world goes round in circles like a crazy Ferris wheel. And it's good to know that there's a place to go till the hurt begins to heal. Where your troubles melt like starlight on a chocolate ice cream cone. And you're old enough to make it on your own. And the world goes round in circles like a crazy Ferris wheel. And it's good to know that there's a place to go till the hurt begins to heal. Where your troubles melt like starlight on a chocolate ice cream cone. And you're old enough to make it on your own. And you're old enough to make it on your own.
I met Al at a Folk Alliance, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and he kept telling me about Kerrville, and decided that he was going to hook me up and set me up at Kerrville, and we emailed back and forth about it, and the first thing he did was make sure that I had a place to stay, and Ann Feeney's kids were not going to be in their tent the first night, so he had that all set and waiting for me. And had a yellow rose of Texas to greet me. And he was wearing a t-shirt that said Kerrville Folk Festival Sanitation Crew. And I said, wow, cool shirt. Where do you get those? And he said, well, you can have this one if you have something to trade for it. And he had been lusting after this woman, which, as we all know, Al was very much a hopeless romantic. And I said, well, I make oils and I can make oil for you and trade it for the shirt. So I made him a vial of something I called number 9 and another one called Hot Dreams, and he was very happy to have those, and so I still have the t-shirt. And we palled around a lot and went to a lot of events together, and 2 days after Al died, I was driving in my car and Mary Cliff in Washington was playing all of Al's songs on the radio, and I was pretty tearful about it and pulled out a piece of paper and put it on my steering wheel, and I just swore Al was sitting next to me feeding me the words to this song. And I know some of the folk trainers, we did a tribute to Al on the folk train, and some of y'all know the words, but the chorus is shoot the stars, shoot the moon, the keeper of the yellow roses left too soon, there are still satin slippered ballerinas waiting on a chance for the poet's final dance. So if you can catch on towards the end. Was that night just like a boxcar slipping through a velvet sky? Was that river like a blanket? Did you open up your eyes? I heard you roll that thunder like a cowboy on a stage. I dreamed that you were singing when you met the holy sage. Oh, shoot the stars, shoot the moon, the keeper of the yellow roses left too soon. There's still satin slippered ballerinas waiting on a chance for the poet's final dance. Now I will catch you diamonds as they fall on birds that never land. As a lone coyote calls to gypsies in trance, and where the goddess sleeps with flowers playing in her hair, I will search the petals for the poems you left there. Oh, shoot the stars, shoot the moon, the keeper of the yellow roses left too soon. There's still satin-slippered ballerinas waiting on a chance for the poet's final dance. One more time, shoot the stars, shoot the moon, the keeper of the yellow roses left.
Up in Northfield, Minnesota, where the living ended bloodied up in chains. And as we drag them from the streets, we'll be ashamed to tell the dying that they maybe should have stuck to robbing trains. And though love is like a river, you can never really break it. You can shape it on the anvil of despair. And is there still a trace of lead there on the fingers of the dead that pull the petals from the flowers in your head?
We're silly little people, a silly little world, silly little globe where silly boy meets silly girl. Silly little appetites, silly little seas. None of it amounting to silly hill be. Oh, golly gee, why don't we act our age? We're all just bloody actors on some silly cosmic stage, just hanging out at Sardi's while we wait for our review. Too trivial for tragedy, too big for the blues.
Silly old Gestapo, going to extremes, gonna do the mess around in everybody's dreams. Just a boogie-woogie man, ain't really nothing queen. Move out to Sedona if it ever happens here.
You know, I knew Al sort of as a businessman, which I'm not particularly good at, but it needs to be done, and
I reproduced Al's albums. And as a communist, I think Al had an innate resentment for what I was doing. And as I put on this ridiculous rack harmonica and suck out loud at it, I just, you know, there's a spirit in Al that comes through and comes through this song for me and tells me what our real work is. Gives us the courage to suck. There's nothing to get up for. That's the way it goes. Lie around and contemplate the stardust on my toes. Leave it to the fat man, he can settle my affairs. Send a card from Brazzaville. Benny Bunn, who cares? Oh, glory be, son of a gun. The human race is over and I plumb forgot to run. Guess I'll never get my picture on the Sunday sporting news. But it's too trivial for tragedy, too big for the blues.
I just wanted to mention Casablanca was by far Al's favorite film, and in fact, he had a couple of friends with whom he could sit up for hours reciting most of the scenes of dialogue from the film.
I first met him in Napa Valley Folk Festival, and I think it was 95 or 96. A wonderfully passionate guy, and we met and talked through the day, through the night, played songs, and that whole experience was beautifully documented in a song on his first album called The Endless Fascination That Jesse Had With Trains. And it's very flattered that he wrote that for me. And he used to come around the campfire. I'm over at Synchronicity. He used to come and he'd just sit right up next to me in a circle, you know. And he'd sing that song to me and just make me blush head to toe. And we love doing that. And I don't know if you know, he played the harmonica upside down. He had the high part on the left side and the low part on the top. So a little quirk he had. This song is a song of his that has a good memory for me, because I got to see him play the Folk Alliance in Memphis with Utah Phillips in the room. For the hobos and the songs about the railroad. And if you don't know, he was in his 20s. He worked on the Canadian Railroad and has lots of great memories and stories about that. And this is based on a true story. I especially like this song because it's called The Wild Dogs of Kitwanga. And I always felt that Al had a great love and compassion for the disenfranchised, the lost, the orphaned, the confused, and she had tremendous love and understanding of those people. So the orphan dogs in this song, I feel like, represent the disenfranchised. Now though they may be wild, they'll have a home beyond the blue. Because they love the railroad just as much as the folks who run the crew. They'll be four good feet and enough to eat up on heaven's railroad line. For the wild dogs of Kitwanga at the door of number nine. One last time. I delay, oh, they.
Anybody yet mentioned how Al would just fall head over heels in love at the sound of one Joyce Woodson song?
Yes.
He'd go home and write sonnets and these incredible. He fell so deep. Oh, I remember the year that he was going to marry Annie.
Come with me and me, my love. Oh, give me hope and give me shelter. Lay me down between the lion and the lamb. See me safely through the slaughter, down beside the peaceful waters there, and love me till I don't know who I am. It'll be you and me at the apocalypse, honey, as the world goes up in flames. And everybody acts surprised, they've got that look there in their eyes. But there's a man been going round just taking names.
But one thing that ought to be clear to anybody who's listening to this by now is Al had so much reverence and knew so many traditional tunes, and his writing was so grounded in them. One night, while Al and I were both still drinking, we started an absolute marathon drunk at the end of the Portland Folk Alliance. We opened the bar at 10 a.m. and we closed it somewhere around 1 in the morning. This Irish boy came walking over to us, and he sat down with this great look of concern on his face, and he says, "I fear you have Brendan Behan's disease." And Al and I just howled, and he said, "I'd be happy to drive you home," and he did. This song is part of an Irish tradition. This is Al's contribution to the genre, but there are hundreds and hundreds of transportation ballads about men who were transported to Australia for various crimes. Al brilliantly wrote this song from the point of view not of the transported prisoner, which is what most Irish songs are, but from that of the jilted lover, the abandoned lover. It's called The Widow's Lament. When I recorded it, I decided to put a little instrumental piece in on this. And this music came to me, and I went in and recorded it, had a wonderful whistle player come in and play on it. And as I was going to bed that night, I thought, oh my God, what music did I pick? Because I was sure I had accidentally picked this old Irish tune, the chorus of what's up. Look at the coffin, bloody fine handles, isn't it grand, boy? Bloody well dead. Let's not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Fortunately, that was not the music I had picked, but as she scolded the breeze, abusing the ships there and cursing the seas for taking her true love away. And I'd trade all the money I hold in my purse just to see his tormentors live under this curse. May the winds of their fortunes blow all in reverse, though they live to 103. And I pledge to the seabirds and all the good fish, fairies would answer and honor my wish. May the bones of his jailers be yours in a dish. May their widows be lonely as me. for me. I said, God, that reminds me of Nell Flaherty's Drake. And you're awesome, Feeney. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
First met Al the first year he was here. He came driving up on a rent car. He used to say that my wife Marnie and I were the first two people he met when he got here. Hope we didn't make a bad impression on him. But he stayed. Al was one of the probably half dozen or so people that when I would write a song, I couldn't wait to get up here to share it with him. And he's going to be greatly missed. This is for Al, and I hope you like it, Al. Now you're gone. Somehow I should have known. Just the things you need most, they don't stay around for long. And like the wind, it's here and it's gone. Blowing a breeze through the trees, it's whispering your song.
Reminded of a character who lived 600 or 700 years ago named Geoffrey Chaucer, who was something of a storyteller. And those of you who survived high school English may remember this. And if you do, say it along with me. It's in Middle English with a North Carolina accent. It's the first 18 lines of the prologue of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. And if you don't understand the words, just listen to the crickets, and they'll tell you the same story. It's about people going on pilgrimages to a shrine, which is what we do here. Wander April with his shore sota, the drought of March hath pierced to the rota, and bothered every vein in swish liqueur of which virtue engendered is the floor. When Zephyrus ache with his sweet breath in spirit hath in every halt and hath the tender croppies, and the youngest son you hath in the ram is Alfie Corus Ironia. And smile the foolish mark and melody, that slipping all the nicht with open ear. So pricketh him not your in here courages, then longed folk to go on pilgrimages, and palmers for the sake and strandes, to Fernahal with Cuth in sundry landes. And specially from every sheriff's end of England they went, the holy blissful martyr for to sake, that him hath holpen when that they were sake.
And it looks like red and scarlet at the burning of Atlanta, on the background on some old time movie screen. We're like Warren Beatty and Diane Keaton, all wrapped up in each other's arms while the movie orchestra plays the Internationale. And in the background, the Bolsheviks are taking the city. Well, they're so wrapped up in each other, they don't even seem to notice. And you have to wonder if that's how it really happened. How the hell John Reed ever wrote 10 Days That Shook the World? And it's a long way back to 1917. Ashes and bone, another traveler has gone home. He spent a lifetime on his own. A certain purpose nearly unknown. Ashes and bone, broke the mirror when he crossed the river. He found his meaning and lost his person. Now another traveler has gone home, certain purpose. His spirit has flown, leaving ashes and bones.
Well, the part about Al's and my legendary drunken day I didn't tell you was from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m., we traded forth traditional songs back and forth without a repeat. Al's repertoire was endless, and I think his writing was so respectful of the tradition, but infused it with something new and fresh and modern. And another person I know who does that really well is my performing partner, Chris Chandler, with a piece that he'd like to offer up. We're going to put it with it's not really a traditional tune. It's, I'm not even sure how Reeve Goebbels said his name. Was it like that?
So here's to the dippers ladling out poems across the night sky, and to the scorpion and the virgin, and to the moon herself. And here's to the silent spaces between the stars. Here is to Al, now a lone star constellation in the northwestern sky, in the vast open spaces between the words of a poet.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by.
I first met Al at a songwriter's retreat in Martha's Vineyard. Nobody stood out on the street in Martha's Vineyard probably more than Al Greer. But blew us away. We all went to a workshop with Bob Franke, and he gave us an assignment, and Al disappeared for about 4 hours. And then we all gathered at a little coffee house where we would perform, and blew us away with this epic song. I was fortunate enough to live in Luckenbach on the Armadillo farm where Al resided. Used to call him up and tell him I had written a new song and come down and hear it and fix him a cup of tea and sit in my motor home. Al was always so stoked when he heard a new song.
There's an empty place where I used to see a smile, and there's a sad refrain. Still I find it hard to cry, and though I hear your well and you're happy with your life, there's an empty place in my heart.
From Houston, and so don't have a lot of people to talk with about Al. My encounter with him started last year when I started to know Steve Brooks, and we were trying to figure out how well we wanted to know each other. And so Steve asked Al to do a horoscope on both of us, and we got that back. And I'd never had a man that had requested that, would it be okay if I let him do my horoscope? And so I was really intrigued by this, and intrigued by Al also, and got to know him via emails. And Steve, he was absolutely heartbroken, and still am, that he left so suddenly. I find that so hard to bear in life, although I know, I spiritually believe there's a reason for it. It's just unbearable, and I still find it to be so. I had written a song, or started writing a song about him on November 4th, and I never finished it. But I still wanted to share this because I wanted to share my feelings with you all. Patron saint of my romance, who to hold the candle now and lead the dance, present from the beginning to this momentous crack in time, who now to guide me through the maze of my heart's valentine.
We all
There's a stillness like a storm's coming. There's the lonesome sound of a radio somewhere fading in and out, come and gone.
Second coming, ain't no comes the revolution, just a rainbow sign dissolving in the air. Time was, time shall be no more. There's no more peace and no more war and no more petals on the flowers in your hair. Until it's you and me, honey, had another new creation, watching God set down the needle in the groove.
Woo! I host a singer-songwriter radio program up in St. Louis, and I met Al several years ago when some friends of his brought him into my studio for a few tunes on the air. And for years after that, like any good folk DJ, I post my playlist every week on the internet on a user group called Folk DJ. And sometimes within hours, sometimes within days, or up to a week later, anytime I played an Al Grierson song, I'd get a note from Al, bringing me up to speed on what he'd been doing lately. And at the end, he'd always say, "Thanks for the spin, for the roses, Al." It was ironic that I heard about his passing on the Folk DJ list. I'd been offline for a couple of days, and I went on that on a Friday, I think it was, and there were just a string of notes about Al in the subject line, and you get this sick feeling, you know. Somebody posted in there a comment about, "Gee, it's too bad that the passing of a guy like Al is not going to be treated in the national news like Princess Di. CNN, NBC, they're not even going to touch it." Well, I have a very good friend who's a senior editor, or was a senior editor, with CNN.com. So the next morning, that Saturday morning, I started forwarding some of the notes from Folk DJ to him, just kind of giving him a feel for what kind of person this was that we had lost. So by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he had assigned the story of writing an obituary to one of his top writers, who called me about 7 o'clock on a Saturday night and said, "Give me some source names, some source information." Well, I started scrambling, looking through lists, and I came up with names like Utah Phillips and a phone number, and Rick Pellieri and Steve Brooks and Ann Feeney. And by 6 a.m. the next morning, story was copyrighted on CNN.com and posted on their webpage. Well, my friend got to work that morning and decided, "I'm going to put this on the front page of the webpage, main page of CNN.com, with this picture they had gotten of Al that looked pretty much like a mugshot." At about 8:30 or 9 o'clock that Sunday morning, it went on the main page of CNN.com, and at about 10:30 in Atlanta, my friend attended a meeting with all the top dogs there, and of course, you know, the big corporate CNN, you can only imagine, there's this big boardroom, and they're all sitting around, they're going to discuss, you know, the look of the page for the presidential election 2 days later. And so they said, "Well, let's throw it up and see what we're looking at." And they project on the wall in the boardroom of CNN this mugshot of Al Grierson. Needless to say, it was a short-lived appearance within about a half hour. It had been removed and replaced with what had been on there for weeks and weeks, pictures of George W. and Al Gore in a balance somehow, you know, a couple days before the election. So, Al didn't know it, but for a few hours there, he bumped George W. and Al Gore off. One last thing, for those of you who would like to visit it, since it was copyrighted, it remains and will always remain in the CNN archives. Go to CNN.com, type in Al Grierson, and you'll see that lecture.
I'm going to finish off the evening here with a song that I started writing as soon as I heard about Al's passing. I was in Houston at the time, and I hadn't checked my email for about 24 hours, and there were about 50 messages queuing up in my email. The first ones were just noted that Al had disappeared in the flood, and they didn't know what the outcome was yet. As I read through, the outcome became known. I think we all know Al's sign-off line in the hundreds of emails he sent out every day was "For the Roses." He was also a member of a group of hobo poets and troubadours who called themselves the Rose Tattoo. He had a yellow rose tattooed on his arm. I think he got the yellow rose tattooed after he moved to Texas. I'm not quite sure. This song is called "For the Roses," and I want to invite you all to sing along, of course.
Of yesterday's news, you carried the flame of the Lincoln Brigade, Joe Hill, Woody Guthrie, and you.
Oh,
tradition remains with us. His spirit will always be here at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Al's ashes have been scattered all over the Western Hemisphere and parts of the Eastern as well. They're now part of the Caliche dust that will forever be part of the Quiet Valley Ranch. Al will also be in the hearts of all of us whose lives he touched. The hundreds of us who were his best friends while he was making his way across this earth, and he made every one of us feel like his best friend. And Al will live on in the music that he left us, in the hundreds of songs. And it's up to each of us to keep Al alive by helping to keep that music alive. Thank you all for coming, and God bless Al. For the roses.
God bless you, Al. Welcome.